This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 184. For Monday, December 14th, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE futures canola contracts are stronger on Monday, boosted by increased spreading interest and gains in comparable vegetable oils. The January canola contract is up $3.50 at $597.10 per ton. The March contract is up $4.10 at $590 per hundredweight. One trader said spreading activity had shifted to the January-March contracts, with most of the trading concentrated to those months. Chicago soy oil was stronger at midday, following reports that weekend rains in South America were less than initially forecast. Nearby contracts were up by about half of a cent in early morning activity. Slight losses in the Canadian dollar were also supportive of canola. The dollar was around 78.2 U.S. cents at midday. The first of many COVID-19 vaccines arrived in Montreal on Sunday night. Some healthcare workers across the country will receive their first dose as early as next week, depending on their eligibility. Canada will receive up to 249,000 doses this month, and the United States is expected to receive a first shipment totaling 3 million doses. Soybean futures were stronger on Friday. Argentina's grain inspectors and shipping workers continue to strike, demanding danger pay due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The strike has significantly slowed down exports out of the shipping hub. Widespread rains in Brazil and Argentina have eased concerns about crop shortfalls in South America this spring, which has kept pressure on canola prices. Corn futures were slightly stronger today. Last week, the WASDE report kept U.S. corn carryout unchanged at 1.7 billion bushels versus the average trade estimate of 1.69 billion bushels. Wheat futures were slightly lower today. Russia's grain export quota will remain fixed at 17.5 million tons until June 30th, according to the country's economy minister. The grain export quota and wheat tax are an effort to stabilize rising domestic food prices. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher today. The January soybean contract is up by 9 cents at $11.74 per bushel. January soy oil is up by about half a cent at 38.7 U.S. cents per pound. January soy meal is up 40 cents at $390 per hundredweight. Corn futures are steady, with the March contract up half of a cent at $4.25 per bushel. Chicago oats are steady, with the March contract down half of a cent at $3.37 per bushel. Wheat futures are lower today. Chicago March is down 18 cents at $5.96. Kansas City March is down 19 cents at $5.62. And Minneapolis spring wheat is down 13 cents in the December contract at $5.57. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Monday, December 14th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.